Chinese pop icon Jay Chou, or Zhou Jielun, has partnered up with American venture capitalist firm International Data Group to establish the first flagship esports venue under Jay Chou's own brand name, Mojie Esports. Moreover, the venue has been touted as the first internet cafe under the Jay Chou brand. Yes, we want to know if this superstar glam is enough to pull gamers and internet users into this place as, well, Jay Chou sort of dabbling into a different area of business right now. So let's talk about
Let's talk about it.
Because
you know, if you know Jay Chou, this maybe isn't a big surprise, because the dude's, as we call ourselves here on Roundtable, except Yon, because she's not cool enough to be a nerd like me.
Or super
Lib.
Cool, too cool to be a nerd.
Anyways, Jay Chou, maybe he thinks we're pretty cool, New Honglin. I don't know. But the venue that he has kind of been a part of, and very much a part of, although it is a part of Jay Chou's esports venture, Mojie Esports, it also functions as an internet cafe for non-esports players. We call them the losers over there, okay?
Let's be nice. They're just...
Fine.
We're just nice. Casual users.
Casual users, they probably go to the 10 RMB hour per hour lobby area, where we kind of push them away. We're like, get out of here. We don't want to see you. All right, and the rest of us, us VIP people, you know, the real nerds, we go to the 300 RMB per hour room. Now, this isn't so bad. New Honglin was telling me that, so it's 300 RMB for the room. It has about six
seats. Per hour per room, yes.
Six seats. What else does it have? You were telling me.
Yeah, six seats, six computers, I think PS4 on demand, and a TV, sofa, and I've seen pictures of an automatic mahjong machine in it. And also, the most impressive is a restroom with shower in it.
Guys, you heard it from New Honglin. This sounds like a slice of heaven.
I can live in there.
So, according to the official statement from this esports venue, the company is hoping to discover talented video gamers because, actually, as I know and just recently found out, actually, Jay Chou owns, a national champion winning League of Legends team, and he's morphed it into Team JT, which he leads, okay? So anyways, he's very invested, is what I'm trying to say, in the esports. He digs it. He likes it. I don't blame him. It's very cool. So he's saying that this place is going to double as finding talented individuals. Maybe they can join his team. He's also saying for offline promotions of video game companies and game developers, he will allow them to maybe do stuff at this venue. It's basically a sprawling 1,700 square meter venue in China's southern mega city, Shenzhen. This is where you're going to find it. It provides that internet access that's probably very fast. Snacks and drinks like regular internet cafes. The big difference, though, is that it is VIP, and it's also so Jay Chou. So you're looking at Jay Chou fingerprints are all over this new flagship venue. The headsets, the keyboards, the mouse pads, the pillows have Jay Chow's logo, the green logo. So, you know, it's Jay Chou. It's online gaming. And for those of you that are like, maybe not from China, a little bit farther away, haven't really known about Jay Chou, just heard the name. He's a Chinese pop star, also rapper. He's accrued a huge fan base in the 2000s since his release of, some very big albums. He's a megastar, and according to Time in 2003, he is a huge megastar. CNN has labeled him as he's in the 25 most influential people in Asia as of 2009. Guys, he's a big deal, and he really likes esports. So.
Yes. Yeah, isn't this the biggest dream come true for successful musician, entrepreneur, / nerd? That is, gather the... Okay,
hey,
I should use
you don't
another...
call Jay Chou a nerd, okay?
Okay, fashionable nerd?
He is cool.
Cool nerd?
All right, he is cool.
Yeah, that guy's wearing a big N on his hat.
Stepping on some holy ground, okay?
All right. Let's tread carefully on that dangerous ground. Yes, but he's making his own interest or hobby into a business, and also he seems to have the confidence in drawing those people into
this place and consume there. So do you think that there is still a market for the likes of a Jay Chou esports venue or internet cafe, as it would be maybe capturing a bigger audience, so to speak?
I feel like you're asking two questions, because yes, if it's a internet cafe, I don't see a market anymore, because it was very 2000s, not now, not right now, not hip anymore, because according...
That's so yesterday.
It's so yesterday, because according to the 29th statistical report on the development of China's internet, issued by China Internet Internet Network Information Center, oh my god, last January, 53.2% of China's population, or I dare to say 731 million people, have access to the internet. So basically, we don't need to go to an internet cafe to have access to the web anymore. But if it's a esports venue, it's a different thing, because according to the partner of Jay Chou, he said that in the internet cafe esports venue thing is more like creating an atmosphere for the esports players to get together, know each other, start a team, and fight the game. Yeah.
Tag me in, New Honglin. I'm ready to take this topic on. All right. Boom. According to the 2016 industry report on gaming in China, issued by the State Administration of Press, Publication, Radio, Film, and Television, 566 million people in China are video game players, Hyung. Among them, 124 million are esports players. More than that, 60 million are engaged in esports-related commercial activities. China esports industry scored an annual revenue of $362 million in 2016, I guess second only to that of North America. Even Tencent is signing people for sponsorship deals in this industry. As I told you, they're involved. They're getting invested in video games. So, hey, Jay Chou, I think what he's trying to do is, this is a man that professionally he's a singer, you know, and he's done really well. He's become an icon, as I understand. But this man is so much more than just a singer, Hyung. He is a video gamer like me and New Honglin over here, you know, so we got his back. All right. And basically, what he's trying to do is he sees an industry here that's obviously here. I don't think it's going to go away. In fact, I think this is growing around the world. People love video games, and I think he's creating a kind of incubator, a kind of place where it's not about necessarily the internet cafe. That's, if you want to, you can go use the lobby, 10 RMB per hour. He offers that service for you. But he says this is about a specialized place with the fastest internet, you know, maintaining a really good computer for the latest and greatest games to be able to play it on a professional level. That requires a lot of money, actually, most people don't have. So he's saying, we have all that stuff for you. We have TVs. We have a shower in these rooms in case you're not showering, okay? We have everything you need, baby. Just come on over to Jay Chow's. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, and boom. I'm saying the boom for you, Ryan. Yes, with all due respect, people who live in the computer world, the virtual world, and... forgive me, please, for being a little bit of a mom here.
It's okay.
Kids, you're living in this place that you need showering facilities? You should get out and get some fresh air, okay? I'm merely concerned about your health and your maybe sleeping patterns, so to speak. So, small piece of advice. Could you please, you know, get yourself groomed and not live in a place like this? But also, there's another question I have before you excuse me. People who live
almost
on the internet.
Almost let it slip.
That was hard, but I sort of managed to keep it in. But this, we're talking about the virtual world, the gaming world. Don't people do this at their homes in their own convenience? Why do they need to gather in a place? Isn't the whole point of that virtual world that we're at different spots?
She doesn't understand.
Or corners of the world, and you're all playing the same game and working your thumbs and... things,
all right, join in the virtual
world. What's the point of meeting up in real life?
All right, let's talk about this, okay?
Yes,
so
please.
All terminals in the venue are equipped with a premium configuration of an Intel Core i7 and NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1 or 1080 which I guess is pretty good. Honestly, guys, I don't know those figures too well, but that sounds like pretty good gaming equipment.
Yeah.
But basically, I think that's what it is. It's the gaming equipment you don't have to personally pay for to upgrade all the time. You can just go over there. Also, play with your friends. It's about making friends, Young. It's about friendship.
It's totally about making friends and the atmosphere. And you need your team in the same room.
Yeah.
You need to communicate with them. You're a team. You're together. You're fight the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
A row of nerds.
Yeah. I mean,
they
wait
know
a minute.
Each other.
Wait a minute.
That are fighting in sync. And you have to be in the same room, not even utilizing the most important part of the internet, that is being at wherever and playing together.
I think this is cool. I think he's tapping in a market that's emerging, and here in China especially. I do think it is a little ego-centric on his part, because all the stuff I had mentioned, mouse pads, everything, has his logo on it. I'm like, dude, we know it's your place. You don't need to put it on everything. Fingerprints on the wall. That's just a little... That's going a little crazy.
That part, I don't agree. I think he's trying to attract more audience. He's trying to attract those people who are hardcore fan of him. And that part may not as cool as us, may not be playing the esports game, but it's okay for them to come and hang out.
Yeah. Yes, well, there you go. I think that's like an updated version of internet cafes and making esports really very central to the business. Very exciting, even for someone who doesn't play games, but I'll be on a close watch of how does this business proceed. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, Hua Young, the amazing and awesome Ryan Price, the sweet and smart Miss Niu Honglin.